Organa folded his arms, his expression settling into stubborn lines. I already believe you, but my life is sworn to the safeguarding of this republic, just like yours. I've got as much right to risk myself as you do. If anything, it's my duty to pursue this matter. Frustrated, Obi-Wan stared at Padme's aggravating friend and thought, she trusts him, remember? And you trust her. I must confer with the council, he said curtly. Wait there, don't move. A presumption on his part, given that this was Organa's home, but he was past caring. Yes, master, said Organa, one eyebrow lifted. Obi-Wan returned to the senator's living area, pulled out his comlink, and contacted Yoda with an update.
A disturbing development this is, Obi-Wan. Convinced you remain that this danger is real?
Obi-Wan sighed. I'm convinced, Organa's convinced, Master Yoda, he said, keeping his voice low. I sense no deception in him.
Perhaps, but a Sith trap this still could be.
Yes, Master. The thought has crossed my mind. Do we know where Dooku is? Yoda snorted.
A separatist convention on Janissant he prepares to attend, Obi-Wan. Support for his disloyalty he seeks to expand. Reports there are on the Hollow News.
Which still left the mysterious Darth Sidious. But if Dooku had told the truth and Sidious was influencing the Senate, chances were he wouldn't abandon Coruscant. Not for long. Master, I know it's risky, but I think we must pursue this matter.
Said
Yoda, his grumbling tone so reassuringly familiar.
Correct you are, Obi-Wan, but comfortable I am not with further involving Senator Organa in Jedi business.
Obi-Wan glanced behind him, but there was no sign of Organa. Nor am I, Master, but do we have a choice? His contacts won't talk to anyone else. If I'm going to question them about this possible Sith threat, it will only be through him.
True, but an important man he has become, Obi-Wan, regarded highly by the Supreme Chancellor. To Bail Organa must no harm come.
I understand, Master Yoda. Although he'll not appreciate a Jedi nursemaid, in that respect, he's very like Senator Amidala. Yoda snorted again.
And like Senator Amidala, accept our protection he will, Strong enough are you, Obi-Wan, to undertake this task?
Now Yoda sounded doubtful.
The truth I need to know. Depend on it, your life might, And the life of Senator Organa.
In other words, Obi-Wan, don't be a hero. Precisely the advice he kept giving Anakin. Like Master, like Padawan? Is that what Yoda means? Vokara Che has said I am healed. I feel fine, Master Yoda. Besides, this isn't all-out battle. It's a recon mission. More than likely a false alarm. But if it's not, you have my word I won't do anything foolish. At the first sign of trouble, I will call for reinforcements. If there were any to be had, of course. With the loss of the Faline battle group, their situation had gone from spread thin to close to breaking. With an effort, Obi-Wan wrenched his thoughts away from that disaster. It was done. It could not be undone. The Jedi who had perished were reunited to the Force. They would be remembered in ritual, and life would go on. Yoda sighed again, breaking the heavy silence.
A dangerous undertaking this is. Perhaps another Jedi I should send with you.
It was a comforting but impractical thought. You can't, Master Yoda. The Senator's instructions were quite specific. One Jedi to accompany him, and no more.
Then follow you, someone could, Disappear without a trace, you might, Master Kenobi.
He had to smile. Who would you send? There's no one, and we both know it. It will be all right, Master Yoda.
Thought that we did when to Kamino we sent you.
A decision that had sparked a train of events ending under a hot sun on the bloody sand of cruel Geonosis. So many dead Jedi who came to rescue me, Obi-Wan thought. With a small effort, he pushed the thought away. History will not repeat itself, Master Yoda, he said harshly. On that, you have my word. Another long silence, and then another heavy sigh.
Very well, Obi-Wan. Permission you have to follow this lead with Senator Organa. For unravel this new Sith mystery, we must. Your ship's transponder frequency, give to the Temple Comm Center. Out of contact, you must not be.
Of course. He was ready to end the call, but then memory prodded him. Master, I'm so sorry. Anakin has...
Yes, I know. The transmission recording I have seen.
Now he sounded stern.
Monitored young Skywalker's progress will be.
The warning was unstated but abundantly clear. Focus on your own mission. He is not your concern. It wasn't true. It would never be true. But he could pretend it was true, at least for now. Yes, Master. And that was that. Well, said Organa, strolling into the living area, do I pack myself a spare shirt or don't I? His tone was amused, his manner unconcerned, at least on the surface. Beneath it, however, trepidation and doubt churned. Obi-Wan turned away from the window and met Organa's tired gaze without hesitation, knowing his own thoughts and feelings were nowhere to be seen. Yes, Senator, you do.